Hey family, welcome to FYI. I'm your host Tamika, and today's date is May 28th, 2019. FYI, intended purpose is to enlighten and inform you of uncommon accounts of Black history and to inspire you to do your own research. I want to take a moment and thank all of the listeners who take, you know, time to just listen to what I have to say through this podcast. I appreciate your support, and I hope that you enjoy the information I'm sharing. And I also want to just encourage you to send me any tips or information that you think might be great for a future episode. I'll be glad to delve into that topic and research it and see if I can get it ready to present to you guys at a later date. If you have information that you would like to be considered, that can be sent to my email at fyimek@gmail.com. That's fyimek@gmail.com. Also, do you want to be heard on my show? There's no calls or telephone line needed. Messages can be recorded with the Anchor app and can be played during a future episode of FYI. I can't wait to hear your voice and connect with you. If this is your first episode, then you're probably not aware, but I try to dedicate each episode to someone or something new. And today, I want to dedicate this episode to the 34 Black women who graduated from West Point. That includes a Virginia native with ties to the Richmond area by the name of Miss Gabrielle Purnell. These young women have accomplished and achieved something that a lot of people set out to do, and unfortunately, due to challenges and, you know, other reasoning, it's hard to complete. And these young women, they stayed in it, they endured, and they accomplished and achieved. So we definitely want to take the opportunity to celebrate them and their accomplishment. From what I'm reading is that each year the graduation numbers of Black women at West Point are getting higher and higher. So we can only hope that this year's precedent has made an impact on not just history, but the life and heart of another young Black girl who decides that they want to take that route and go to West Point. Maybe they will feel like it's achievable and attainable as a direct result of what these young women have done. So congratulations again to those ladies. If you know one of those ladies or you see something online, just go ahead and leave a positive message of encouragement, letting them know that we know what they're doing and we're supporting them and backing them through their journey further in life 100%. Also, again, I just want to thank you all for just taking time to listen to my podcast. There's probably a million and one things that you could be doing right now, but if you're listening to me and what I'm trying to share with you all, I appreciate it and hope that you guys enjoy this information that I'm sharing with you. So with that being said, I want to jump right into today's podcast. And the title is The Replacement. And it's called The Replacement because it's about the Black Statue of Liberty. Maybe you are aware or unaware that the original Statue of Liberty was Black. But that's what we're talking about today. And a lot of people are going or may, you know, think, why is this relevant? Well, this is relevant because on May 16, 2019, the Statue of Liberty Museum opened its doors to the public with the mission of making the Statue of Liberty experience accessible to millions more who may not be able to actually visit the statue. There's been an increased security and safety restrictions after 9/11 that have made it difficult for a lot of people to actually visit the statue. So this museum was created to give more people the opportunity to experience the Statue of Liberty. So when you go to visit the Statue of Liberty, it requires advance tickets be purchased and reservations have to be made. So this museum is supposed to, again, you know, make it easier, because each year there's an estimated 4.3 million visitors to the Statue of Liberty, and 80% of those visitors are not able to actually visit the statue. So it's a big deal that they made a whole museum for those people who had not been able to experience the Statue of Liberty otherwise. So the Statue of Liberty, thought to be a universal symbol of freedom and democracy for most people, but when I looked on the museum's website, I only saw that it briefly touched on the true intended meaning of the statue, which was the emancipation of slavery and freedom for Black people. People, our beloved Statue of Liberty is a fraud. And I say our beloved loosely, because our collectively means as a nation, but this is not Black people's Statue of Liberty. But she is a fraud nevertheless. And unfortunately, the meaning of the Statue of Liberty has transitioned over time. And what started out originally as a symbol of hope, actually as a gift of recognition for the Black soldiers who fought in the war, it is now a symbol of hope for immigrants arriving into the United States. And there eventually was an immigration center that was placed on that same island as well. So it kind of almost supported the logic that the Statue of Liberty was a representation of the American values or hope for people coming into our country. So again, the truth is, the lady who stands atop the post at Liberty Island is not the original statue that was created for the U.S. This Lady Liberty is the replacement. And so when we look at the fact that she's a replacement, we need to go back and just examine or review how we got here. So some of the facts that come up on a lot of the different sites and resources indicate that a French historian and chairman of the French Anti-Slavery Society partnered with the sculptor and proposed a gift of the Statue of Liberty to the United States. The monument that they had in mind represented the pivotal role that Black soldiers played in winning the Civil War. The original Statue of Liberty was a free Black woman holding the broken shackles of slavery. By 1881, the original model was accepted by France with backing and financial support of almost 100,000 people in 181 towns throughout France. This statue was presented to the U.S. Minister to France in 1884 and rejected due to concerns that Black people would not want to be faced with a constant reminder of winning their freedom. The sculptor was forced to change his idea. Instead of the statue bearing the face of a Black woman, instead he sculptured the face to resemble his mother. The broken shackles in the left hand was replaced with a tablet of law tucked into her folded arm, engraved with the date July 4, 1776. Broken shackles and chain can still be seen on the replacement at the right foot under the drapery of Lady Liberty. The dedication of the statue in 1886 caused much speculation around its place in history, especially Black history, seeing that racism and discrimination towards Blacks continued. The statue was not a symbol of democratic government or enlightenment ideals for Black people, but rather it was a source of pain. Instead of representing freedom and justice for all, the statue emphasized the bitter ironies of America's professed identity as a just and free society for all people, regardless of race. From the time of the statue's dedication, attitudes toward the statue and the Black community were ambivalent and uncertain. Now, my question is, what if the Black Statue of Liberty was never replaced? What if the face that stood at the entrance of Ellis Island was the original concept being a Black woman? How might history be different? So, in keeping with the theme and the topic of today's podcast, I want to share with you a poem that I first heard performed by Jessica Care Moore on It's Showtime at the Apollo. And this was back in 1995 when the Apollo was really big amongst my age group. It's definitely the show that you wanted to be watching because a lot of the new acts were, you know, getting their start on that show. So I remember watching, you know, that night and just being stunned and amazed by Jessica's performance of her poem. And so it's funny that as I started doing research on the topic in the last few days, of course, one of the things that it brought up was a post from Jessica Care Moore about her performing that piece on Apollo Theater. And so the post reads, it says, "The poem I read on It's Showtime at the Apollo in 1995 changed my life. I wrote that poem while I was still living on Detroit's West Side and I had never been to New York City. I wanted to write a poem. At 21, that celebrated women of color, girls that looked like all of my girls. I didn't know the full history of New York Statue of Liberty when I wrote my poem, and of course, I would later learn that the original statue was actually an African woman breaking the shackles off her ankles and arms." This is the poem. It was later published in her first book, The Words Don't Fit in My Mouth. Excuse me. And this is Black Statue of Liberty by Jessica Care Moore. "I stand still above an island, fist straight in the air, scar on my face, long braids in my hair. People fly from all over just to swim near my tide or climb up my long flight of stairs. But they trip on their shoestring, lies piece by piece. They ship my body to this country. Now that I'm here, your people don't want me. I'm a symbol of freedom, but I'm still not free. I suffer from race, class, and gender inequality. I wear a crown of knowledge because I'm a conscious queen. My mask is one of happiness, but my mystery here is full of misery, done deliberately. I am America's true Statue of Liberty, because liberty is just old Mother Nature. And although you don't love her, she'll never hate you. She's earth, wind, and fire. Don't tempt them to show her power. Turning all weeds to flowers, looking into her wise eyes will make a blind man see. How can you dare name a Eurocentric girl after me? Asada Shakur, Barbara Jordan, Nikki Giovanni, and Angela Davis. These are the true symbols of liberty. But that stone-faced French woman ain't gonna save us, the same folks who enslaved us. I'm sitting at the back of the bus because I feel like it. I play ball not because you pay me to dunk it or dribble it or hike it. Taking all my people back home and breaking them mentally free. I'm walking, talking, breathing Statue of Liberty. I sweep crack pipes out of schoolyards. I nurture my man when times are hard. So where is our statue? What's a liberated woman gotta do? Place my name in wet cement. Every month I pay the rent. Put my silhouette on a stamp. I'm not a hoe, slut, or tramp. My children aren't on crack, and neither am I. I want to see the words, go strong, black woman, when the Goodyear blimp flies by. I can bake cookies, bear babies, resides of revolutions, get rings out of tubs, wear a suit, slick my hair back, or tie it in braids. My aura is unafraid. So no statue in the Big Apple can mess with me. I'm the walking, talking, breathing, surviving Black Statue of Liberty. And if you can, go Google it or YouTube her performance. It was powerful. It was moving. It was inspiring. But it definitely put in perspective, I think, for Black people, especially Black women, that we don't have to look to this statue who was not created in our likeness. We don't have to look to the statue for understanding, or look to the statue to be a representative of what we've gone through or what we feel or what we experience. That we are actually empowered and able to acknowledge the fact that everything within us makes us our own Black Statue of Liberty. And just hearing that, at the time I was probably, I guess, 14, maybe about to be 15. But just to hear these words and how she spoke them and performed them with so much strength, with so much tact, with so much dignity, it was a proud woman moment. A moment that, as a young woman coming up, I could feel proud, and I could totally relate to Jessica Camore and not only what she was saying, but, you know, definitely how she was saying it. And I just wanted to bring all of these different pieces together of the puzzle so that you guys could make your own analysis, your own conclusion of whether or not the original Black Statue of Liberty exists. A lot of the sources, when you're looking, they all indicate kind of the same thing, that it was in the Museum of New York, if I'm not correct, and at some point it was moved or sent back to Paris. And so, if I'm not correct, the version that still stands can be seen and viewed in a museum in Paris, but I haven't actually gone through the steps to confirm recently whether that information is absolutely correct or not. I will definitely see if I can send an email or make a call in the next few days or so, just to see if we can get an actual determined location for this statue, in the event that you find yourselves in Paris and you are able to check it out and maybe send a picture for us, to us, so that we can be enlightened. But it's funny because I went to Europe back in 1999. I went to France, and I can't say that I had the knowledge of this supposed Black Statue of Liberty then, but I know if I had that knowledge then, I would have strongly encouraged my then business teacher, Miss Jenkins, to please make sure we get there. And the type of woman that she is, I know that if this information was on, you know, our radar as something that we could have benefited from and experiencing and seeing in person, I know 1,000,000% that she would have, you know, ensured that we had the opportunity to see that and experience that. But, you know, maybe I'll get my opportunity again in the future to go to France and actually, you know, see it in person if it still exists. So, again, you know, FYI is meant to just inform you and give you just a gentle nudge and, hey, this is what's going on and this is something that you may or may not be aware of. And I know that I've learned and I've grown so much from the information that I've been exposed to over the years, and it's definitely made me a stronger person, and it's made me more aware that history is not always in the books or the media that is presented to us. And sometimes we might have to dig a little deeper and go a little bit further in order to find out things that, you know, have happened to us or that may even directly affect us. But I hope that you all will be just strengthened by, you know, not that this replacement would be a symbol of hopelessness, I guess, at some point, because I can only imagine that having this statue created and then dedicated while there's still so much racial turmoil going on, I can only, like I said, just imagine that a lot of people did not connect with the ideal of what the Statue of Liberty meant and even what it still means. And, you know, I can even say that I've, you know, felt the disconnect with the Statue of Liberty. I've been to New York numerous times, and in every trip that I've made to New York, not one time did I seek out or want to go to the Statue of Liberty. But I know for other cultures, that's a big, you know, attraction and a big monument that represents something different for them. And it just goes to show you how, you know, one piece of history affects so many different people, and it causes so many different emotions from culture to culture. So I want to leave you all with the positivity that I received from reading about those 34 Black women who graduated from West Point. I want you to be encouraged by the beauty and the strength reflected in the words of Jessica Caremore and her desire to elevate us all, especially Black women. And what Jessica did back in 1995 was give Black women, she gave Black women a, what's the word I'm looking for? She gave us a means for being able to identify the strength in being Black, the strength in being a woman, and the struggle that comes along with it. And she made it into something masterful and beautiful. And I thank Jessica from the bottom of my heart for sharing this labor of love with the world, because she inspired me to, you know, keep working on my writing and keep working on my poetry and to remain focused or dedicated to the things that I wanted to pursue and to celebrate the beauty and the strength that it takes to get up every day and sometimes live the life that we, you know, have been tasked with living. And every day it's not easy. Every day it's not a cakewalk. And what she did was just put words to the feelings and emotions of so many Black women that I hope you guys will just take the time to look into more of her work, support her work, purchase her books, and also to support, you know, another Black woman or all Black women for whatever it is that we are working towards. This case of the replacement with the Statue of Liberty is something that a lot of us face and endure every day. I've been replaced at jobs. I've been replaced in, you know, opportunities and friendships and things like that. And, you know, at some point in our life, we all can identify with having been replaced by something meant to be better or thought of to be better when we were the best all along. And so today I just want to salute that first Black monument that represented the broken shackles of slavery and that illuminated what freedom meant for us as a people. And I just thank you all again for taking the time to listen. If you have a message or information again that you want to share, please email me fyimek@gmail.com or go ahead and send over a recorded message that I'll play on a future episode. I really appreciate you again. Thank you for tuning in. If you want to check back later this week, I'm hoping to record another podcast this week. I think I'm definitely going to go ahead in the direction of the West Brothers. And I mentioned the West Brothers briefly, I believe, in Sarah's Derriere, because I was debating as to whether I would go in that direction or this direction for the next podcast episode. But I ended up going with the Black Statue of Liberty because this museum opening now, it's drawing a lot of publicity and it's getting a lot of attention. And unfortunately, with all of that attention, it comes an opportunity where, you know, some things could be straightened out or expanded on, and or even just touched on briefly, and to once again omit us from a part of history, it's not right. And unfortunately, it's something that's happened time and time again. So we have to ensure that our history, you know, lives on. We have to ensure that our children, you know, have the opportunity to learn these things, because these things are not going to be found in your textbook or the curriculum that they're teaching in public schools. These are not things that you may not hear of unless you are, you know, browsing the internet or on social media. And, you know, I always say one of the good things about social media is not just the ability to connect with people, especially if you can do it in a positive manner, but it's definitely the ability to share information and have information be, you know, received and sent, you know, in a way unlike any time before. So where it, you know, was things that, you know, you may not have ever heard about because, you know, if it wasn't featured in the newspaper you read or if it wasn't on a news program that you were watching, you or your family may not have even been privy to the information. But what the internet and social media is doing is making this information more accessible and giving us a means to share it with one another. And so I hope that you'll share this information with someone who you think, you know, would like to hear it, or someone who might need to benefit from feeling the strength of, you know, we are who we are, and our past is what it was. But there are some pieces of history and information that need to be shared with our community and our children, because whereas to a lot of things have been meant to distract us or tear us down or beat us down, it's certain things that we can continue to circumvent that will elevate us or will inspire us or motivate us or just remind us that we are beautiful and that we are created to be great and can do great things, and that we can create our own symbolism for our lives and for what those symbols mean to us. And so on that note, I just again thank you all for taking the time to listen to FYI, and I hope that you'll definitely check in with a future episode this week, most likely on the case of the West brothers. So thanks for stopping by. Be blessed and be a blessing to each other. Peace.